Welcome back to Grumpy Gaze plus an Angry Gay Man on Joy 94.9. So, Madonna's been causing a commotion for many a year, has she not?
Matt causing a bit of a commotion. He's flat the other night by the sound of it.
Matt is a commotion.
It's a Matt world.
I think that segment might need to, yes, that's a really good idea. A Matt world.
That segment will write itself.
What happened in the life of Matt this week? Oh, yeah, God, absolutely. Yeah.
Nobody needs that. It's Madge tonight.
It's Madge. Yeah.
It's a mad world. In France, the girls wear scanties, but on lamb chops, they put
panties. So, we're off on a Madge world this evening. And we're looking at dishing the pay dirt, Matt.
Yeah, I have not done my due diligence as well as you would, Helen, on this particular, because you normally take over Mad World and you do a sterling job and you always have an article and we will read it and it's very good. I kind of got this bit of hearsay, like on the Ellen show, would you believe it? And she was talking about ridiculous amounts of money that people spend on dishes. There is an article there. I just, well, first of all, I thought it was London. It's not London. It's in the UK. It's the Lake District is the where this restaurant is. And there is a dessert that is on the menu for £22,000.
Good grief. I paid more than that for a pint, though, to be fair.
For a what? A pint,
I've paid that for a pint in London.
Yeah, right. Well, this is what I'm saying. That's why I thought it was in London. But it's not. It's actually in the Lake District, which for anybody who's not familiar with the UK, is probably a bit like Gippsland, right?
How much was it?
£22,000, which translates to about $50,000.
An average bar bill for you, though, isn't it, Matt?
Or a fireman's call out.
I tried to make dessert one night and it cost me $50,000. Absolutely.
It wasn't even dessert. It was dirty cheese on toast.
Posh cheese on toast is a thing these days, all right?
Oh, croque monsieur, you nearly did.
While we're going off on a tangent, did I ever tell you about the time that I sat down to watch quite a well-known celebrity chef, not Australian, teaching people her new recipe, which was a dough with some dill in it, and she called it dill dough.
Oh, no,
dill dough. I'm gonna teach you how to make dill dough, so she's saying. Anyway, I'm really digressing
We've all been there.
I've never had to make one. Time's not that tough. Anyway, this is actually not the first time I've heard this. I've read several articles about restaurants around the world, a lot of them in sort of places like Dubai or Moscow. You know, there's a lot of money. There's a lot of...
opulence.
Opulence. There's a lot of opulence. Yeah. No, do you know what the word is? Ostentation, right? So that's it got me thinking about this this dessert this week. Now, I'll just run you through what's in it.
Okay.
So what you get for your investment. You get... highest quality Belgian chocolate.
I've got it.
Oh, Helen, if you got it open, can you read it?
Absolutely.
Thank you. You're so organised.
Thank you. The pudding is made with four different types of the finest Belgian chocolate, flavoured with a combination of peach, orange and whiskey.
Oh,
okay.
It is layered with champagne jelly and a light biscuit Joconde.
A what?
J-O-C-O-N-D-E.
Never heard of it.
You see, you make up a word, nobody knows what it is, and you can change what you like for it.
Ooh. Absolutely. I'll joconde you later. And glazed with edible gold leaf.
Right.
That's it.
Is that it? Is that in the article I sent you? Because that's really weird, because I did read the article ages ago, and I thought it said something like, styled like a Fabergé Easter egg.
It is styled like a Fabergé Easter egg.
Right.
And did you not say there was a diamond involved?
Yeah, no, and it's got gold-plated caviar and a 2-carat diamond.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. This attempted, styled like a Fabergé Easter egg, the chocolate concoction will set you back an eye-watering £22,000. Pounds.
Yeah.
It's believed to have battered all previous records, courtesy of its lavish list of ingredients, which includes gold, champagne, caviar, and a 2-carat diamond.
Well, it battered all records because actually what they did is they took the dessert in Scotland and just chucked it in the deep fryer, right? But styled like a Fabergé Easter egg, that really is over-egging the pudding, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It not only is it such a waste of money, let's go through that list of ingredients, right? Most of them you sort of think, well, that doesn't sound nice together, really.
No.
Champagne jelly, bit of old apricot something else, and you know, some whiskey. No. Stick it on a base that nobody's ever heard of, put it in an egg, and then have half the ingredients that you can't actually eat anyway. So,
what, like the diamond?
Well, or the gold-plated caviar. I'm assuming you don't get through the gold easily.
You stand corrected, Matt. It contains 24 carat edible Swiss gold.
Oh, so it's probably that kind of gold leaf stuff. Yeah, okay. Oh, that makes sense.
I'm just wondering, though, like the diamond. So
I don't think that's edible.
No.
If we were to think about this, let's, for example, suggest that Madonna may be a consumer of this particular dessert, a purchaser. Like, if she was to eat the dessert and she ate the diamond, would that make the diamond more valuable? You know, sort of kind of like civet cat coffee. You know, this diamond has passed through Madonna.
Harpooned its way down. I'd have to go in and ask for the cubic zirconia version on the menu. It's like,
sorry. What about a dirty Capri's egg? Dip it in a bit of, you know, gold dye and you're good to go.
Well, this is it. The only thing I can think of is that the restaurant thought that this was a very good idea for, say, marriage proposals.
Oh.
Or weddings that they're holding at the restaurant, maybe. It's got that Kinder Surprise element to it.
It reminds me of, you know, those bad bloody movies you see where the twit puts the, you know, engagement ring in the flute of champagne and she's so friggin' thirsty she sculls the whole thing down and nearly chokes.
Yes, exactly. So what's your answer? I don't know. Ask me in 24 hours. I don't know what you spent on me yet.
My marriage is shit.
I do.
You're really taking this show up a level tonight, aren't
you? Oh my God,
Matt?
That is possibly the most immature thing I've ever said, let alone on national radio.
International radio.
Oh, thank you. I've also told people I just set my house on fire as well. They won't pay the fine, so there you go. But you made a very good point then. I suppose the main point of me discussing this week is that I found it quite distasteful, that it's just that level of ostentation that I don't understand. Who feels that it is appropriate to spend that much money on basically a piece of chocolate cake?
Ostentasteless. That's what I think it is. Ostentasteless.
Nice. Yes.
Look, give me a dirty, you know, McDonald's chock sundae.
I wonder where this was going.
Dirty McDonald's chock sundae with extra topping. Yep. But for a dollar.
Yeah, can I have a McJoconde, please? With cubic zirconia. I'm happy to go drive-through. It's fine. Yeah, exactly. Go on McDonald's Sunday and give the rest to charity. Not you, Helen. I'm saying the person who would buy this. Yeah.
This is true. Yeah. Well, you know, I've got to agree with you there, Matt. It is a... Well, is it a Matt world or is it a Madge world?
Well, it's a Madge world, which had nothing to do with Madonna, but it's Madonna theme night, so, you know, why not?
So, coming up after our next Madonna-esque music interlude, we will be introducing another new segment, Hit or Myth. You're with the Grumpy Gays plus an Angry Gay Man on Joy 94.9.
Stick around, we've got another classic coming up from Madonna's early era, Burning Up.